This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Wednesday, September 4th, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. Headline: Walmart will bar shoppers from openly carrying guns in its stores and stop selling some ammunition in response to two deadly shootings. Walmart on Tuesday announced changes to its gun sales policy and asked shoppers to stop openly carrying firearms in its stores nationwide in response to two deadly shootings at Walmart stores in El Paso, Texas, and South Haven, Mississippi. The company also said it planned to end the sale of ammunition for handguns and some types of rifles, and it will stop selling handguns in Alaska, the only state where Walmart sells handguns. Said, "We know these decisions will inconvenience some of our customers, and we hope they'll understand." That's from Doug McMillan, the CEO of Walmart. McMillan said he was a gun owner and that the company remained committed to its long heritage of supporting hunters. The company will continue to sell shotguns and rifles that it carries. Now, if shoppers openly carry guns into Walmart stores going forward, store managers may ask the shopper to leave and safely secure their gun in their vehicle before returning to the store. The policies will vary by location, however, and shoppers who are openly carrying guns may not always be asked to leave the store. That is from a Walmart spokesman. So, Walmart sort of banning open carry in their stores and not selling some ammunition. Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. I've seen a lot of people very upset about this. Like, oh, I can't carry my gun in. I don't carry a gun, so it's not really an issue for me. But I don't believe this applies to on-duty police officers. And if you really need to carry your gun into Walmart, I think there may be a problem. I mean, honestly, is it really that much of an inconvenience to say, don't carry your gun into a department store? Or you're like, you know what? I may need my gun to see how it looks with these pants. Or, you know, I need to see how my gun is set off by this new shirt that I'm thinking of buying. It's an inconvenience, sure, and I get it. And the argument, oh, well, you know, this wouldn't have stopped those other shootings. Well, maybe it wouldn't. But the thing is, when you do have an active shooter situation, what you have is a police response to it. And the more people wandering around carrying guns, the more confusing it is to those first responders to try and defuse the situation, actually take out the person that's looking to hurt people. So any way we can help them do their jobs more effectively is probably the best thing. Because the idea that a good guy with a gun is going to save the day, that happens so infrequently. It's statistically not even an issue. So let's err on the side of caution and let the police do their job in a way that's not as confusing for people. And I'm sorry if you're a little inconvenienced, but that's what living in a society is. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm waving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole. Hey, mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? Some useful information.